Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
We are in Parashat Vayigash. Vayigash elav Yehuda vayomar, bi Adoni yedaber na avdecha davar bozne Adoni, ve'al yichar be'apcha be'avdecha ki chamocha kefaro. Yehuda decides to approach Joseph and speak with him personally. So we have here two questions. First of all, why now? Why not before? And why does he have to approach him at all? Because they were talking with him the whole time. What has changed? So what has changed really is, let's see. When they come there, they are being blamed to be spies. And we know all the stories. They're going back, coming back with Binyamin, whatever. They find the money in their bags, and then they go back again, and then they go, and then they find the gavia from Joseph inside of Binyamin's bag, and they are being called to, they're going back, and they are willing to be slaves, all of them, to Joseph. But Joseph decides that only one is going to stay, and that's Binyamin. And then at that moment, Yehuda decides to approach Joseph. Why at that moment and not before? What has been changed?
He promised his father he will bring Benjamin back.
Yes.
So now he's got to present his case for Benjamin.
What did he do till now? Didn't they speak with him till now?
But
it all the time he's speaking with him.
Yeah.
And what is he telling Joseph? The same story he told before. Nothing has changed. You asked me, I told you. You asked me, I told you. You asked me, you told me. And that's exactly what we already know. And Joseph knows. So what's going on here? So first of all, we have to understand two things. They think, what do the brother think? Why everything is happening to them?
Because they sold
Joseph. So let's go back. Who sold Joseph? There were only 9 brothers involved.
Yeah.
Reuven was not involved. Reuven, he told them, don't kill him, throw him into the pit, and then he went away, and when he came back, he was sold. Done. So in other words, he was not in the sale of Joseph. So we can say he was partly involved, whatever. Binyamin was not involved at all.
He wasn't there.
No.
So, why do they think that they're being blamed because of selling Joseph or because he cried to them? Because, how do we say, get away from evil. Arhek mishachen ra. You have a bad neighbor, get away. Oy la rasha, oy le shcheno. If something happens to the rasha and you are near him, it's going to happen to you also. Oy la rasha, oy le... It's not written that the shachen is a rasha. But there is an oy la rasha, oy le shcheno. And there is a thing, when there is something bad happening and you have, let's say, somebody who deserves the punishment,
so,
and near him is somebody who doesn't deserve the punishment, if you're near him, when there is a plague or whatever, it's going to affect you also. Because you have to be clever enough not to be involved in bad environment, in bad friends. For example, if we have 4 pieces of wood, 3 are dry and 1 is wet. If I want to to put fire under the wet one, it's very difficult. If I can at all, it's wet, it's full with water, you cannot do this. Mm-hmm. If I want to do it with the dry one, it's no problem. Now, if I put the wet one near the dry one, so we have 3 dry ones and 1 wet one, what do you think is going to happen?
The dry will be wet.
At the end of the day, no, if you put fire on the dry wood, pieces of wood, at the end of the day, the fire will also catch the wet one because it's going to dry up all the wetness and it's also going to go up in flames. In other words, even if Reuven wasn't exactly the one who sold and Binyamin was not involved at all, but he is a part of them. And as a part of them, it still can be the punishment for what they did to Joseph. But when Joseph says, everybody go home, and only who is staying? which he is not involved at all in selling Joseph, which means this is not something from God. This is a decision of this evil guy in front of them that just want to do bad to them and has nothing to do with them selling Joseph. And by the way, maybe this also increased their, the belief that they were right selling Joseph. Because they had doubts maybe, but now when it's very clear that everything is happening to them, is nothing to do with them. Because he is trying, he's taking only Binyamin, and Benjamin was not there. So in other words, what they did with Joseph is 100%, no problem. But now he approaches Joseph to speak with him. Now, why does he have to approach him when he already told him the whole story? Because if you remember, they were not talking directly to Joseph. They were talking to him through an interpreter. And he interprets what they say, went back to Joseph, told him, and Joseph told him, and he went back and told them. So Judah is telling, well, what's going on here? He's asking her, who we are. We say we're 10 brothers. We came to buy food. He says, you're spies. He is asking us, have you got a father? He says, yes, we have a father. And we are 12. One is gone and one is at home. He says, you're spies. It's like I ask you, how much is 2 plus 2? You say, tomato. What's the connection? Makesh. So he thinks, maybe this guy just doesn't get the right translation.
That's what
I say. Yes. So if the guy needs a translator, what is it going to help Judah approaching him and talking with him if he doesn't understand what he talks?
That's right.
That's what he's saying. Ki chamocha kefaro. You act like Pharaoh, which means one of the requirements of the job
is to know, all
the languages of the area.
Yes.
And if you are in the job in such a high level, you have to know our language. But till now, we were far away. It was a big hall. You were sitting on the other side. Maybe you had guards around him. And then the translator came to him, came here. I'm going to talk with you. Yedaberna avdecha davar beoznei Adoni.
Your ears.
To your ears, not to the ears of the translator. To your ears.
The translator was his son, no?
Yes, but they don't know it. They don't know it's Joseph. So now we understand why Judah, as you said. Because Judah, he said, I'm responsible. So he is the one who is getting up. But why is he doing it only now? Because now he realizes there's nothing to do with the punishment regarding Joseph selling Joseph. And why is he approaching him? Because he thinks that the translator is...
The story
is changing.
Yeah.
Everything's got a reason. You see, the whole thing here, if we want to understand what is going on here, is communication. It all starts from bad communication, and it's going on. And maybe this is a part of their lesson. Like they see, if there is no communication, the guy doesn't understand them. He says them spies. What did they do to Joseph? The same thing. No communication. Didn't listen to him. They saw him from far away and already decided to kill him. They never even listened to him. And then when he begs them to stop, they also don't listen. So now they're getting it back. Understanding how important it is, communication. The guy doesn't understand. He has to get close to him. Why didn't you get close to Joseph? To understand. Of course. And it doesn't end here. Because let's go on. Then Joseph, they tell him, no, my father, and if I'm not going to bring Binyamin back, he's going to die from a heart attack. He's going to suffer. I cannot do this to my father. So then Joseph couldn't stand it anymore. Lo yachol itapek. No, ani Yosef. Aod Avichai. I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? What do you mean? They told you that he's alive. No, that's not what I said. I said, you are telling me what's going to happen to our father if we don't come back with Binyamin. He already lost one son. So I am asking you, I am Joseph. Why didn't you think about this when you sold me? Mm-hmm. Our sages say that this sentence is the highlight of rebuke that is being put. It's such a big rebuke in so few words. Unbelievable. Ani Yosef Aod Avichai. That's it. And it's Ani Yosef, I am Joseph, Aod Avichai. It's in Pasuk. Pasuk Perek Mem Hei. Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk 3. Vayomer Yosef Elechav, Ani Yosef Aod Avicha. And what happens? Velo Yachlu Echav Lamo. Suddenly they realize, 2 minutes ago, they already thought that everything is okay. Because he took Binyamin and not them. So it means that what they did is okay. Now what they think, maybe, but no, everything is okay. Suddenly, they realized that for 22 years, 22 Yom Kippurs went by thinking that they did tshuva on all those sins they had. Sure that this thing is not a sin. A mitzvah. They did a mitzvah. Because this arrogant guy wanted to take the lead and he's not suitable for the job and it will be the end of Am Yisrael. No Am Yisrael. So they thought they were 100% right. Suddenly they realize not only they're not right, they're so wrong that they did such an evil thing. Think to yourself. Going around for 20 years thinking that you're right in what you do and suddenly one day realize that it was all a big mistake. Terrible. It's a shock. It's like somebody took a hammer and banged them on the head. And look what Joseph is doing. This guy Joseph is really something else. First of all, he's taking everybody out from the room. That nobody will see what's happening here. Mm-hmm. Because this is going to shame his brothers. And the Midrash says, Mutav yatil adam atzmo lekivshan ha'esh ve'al yevayesh pnei chavaro v'rabim. That better off put yourself in the fire and don't shame your friend in public. And who did this? Tamar. The Kala from Yehuda.
Yeah.
That he slept with her and she brought 2 children. And when they found out she's pregnant, they brought her. They already lit the fire. And then she told them, you see, this stick and this thing is...
Yeah.
You ask Yehuda who owns it. And he is the guy that I am pregnant from. And Yehuda admitted. Tzadka mimeni. Yeah, she's right, 100%. So we see that the symbol of mesirut nefesh, like sacrifice, for not doing this
shame,
not to shame somebody, the example is Tamar. Why isn't not Joseph? Joseph also risks his life here, taking all the Egyptians out, standing there with the room, with his 11 brothers that are... they have a lot of power because 2 of them destroy the whole town by themselves. And he's standing them risking his life. And also, the whole thing he's doing all the time, if we will go and see, not to shame his brother. You know, he took all the property of the Egyptians. He sold them food. They finished the money, he bought the cattle. They finished the cattle, he bought the land. And then he moved them. Did a transfer. He moved them from one side of the country to the other side of the country. All of this he did, that when his brother will come to Egypt, They won't feel bad. They will be the rich people. They will be the masters, while all those others are the slaves. And all is this not to shame his brother. Now this guy is a symbol of, let's say, not shaming nobody in public. Really a symbol, whatever it does. So why is Tamar being chosen to be the symbol? So first of all, you see, Tamar was already on, let's say, almost on fire. The fire was already lit. In other words, it was if Yehuda wouldn't admit that it is his,
she
would be burned. With Joseph, yes, he risks his life, but it wasn't 100% true. It was a chance that his brother was not going to do anything. So the symbol of sacrificing yourself is Tamar and not Joseph. Also, the one who is chosen to be the king is Judah and not Joseph. While we look at Joseph, we see this guy is more suitable to be a king than Judah. First of all, he's already a king. And secondly, nothing makes him sin. This guy goes, he doesn't sin. Whatever it is, and wherever he is successful. And he does exactly what he has to do. So who is more suitable to be a king? Judah, that sleeps with his color, and he thinks she is a whore? Is this a guy that he's going to be a king? He's married, we don't know exactly who he married in the beginning, but really, he sells his brother. Is this the guy we want to be a king? Why is he chosen and not Joseph?
Hashem takes his ways, not we.
Yeah, but there's a lesson for us.
Yeah.
The thing is, as we see in our parsha, to understand who Joseph is. Now, what would you do if your brothers wanted to kill you and sold you, and now, after 22 years, you see them and you have the power to do whatever you want? What would you do?
Put them in jail.
This is a question that
you cannot do. I will put them in jail.
Now he's not only turning the other cheek, he is trying to convince them that what they did
was not terrible.
No, it's a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the problem. Yeah. Now, I can understand if he was a righteous guy at a level that he says, okay, I forgive you. Yes. I'm turning my other cheek. You did something wrong, but I forgive you. It's okay. You see, only good came out of it. No, that's not enough for Joseph. He wants to convince his brothers that what they did
wasn't even a sin.
Now, why? How do we see this? Because we see that he is calling them and they're afraid. They don't come. They don't believe that this guy... By the way, we see later on, when it comes to when Yaakov dies, they are come to beg for their life to Joseph. Why? What happened? Because they thought that Joseph is waiting for the right moment. Right. And now he doesn't want to do anything to hurt his father. But the minute his father...
Done.
Like Esau. What did Esau do? He says, my father, then I will... I'll deal with you. Yeah. So we see that all their life, the brothers couldn't believe that he really, really, really loves them to that level. But here he's trying to convince them. He says, come, it's okay. Only good came out of it. He says, not in this. Did you send me here? No, God sent me here. And look, you have to understand, if you wouldn't have sent me here, I wouldn't become king. It's like they tell the story I told you once, that about this king who had a precious stone, a big one, and it had a crack on it. And he asked all the jewelers and everything, it's worth a fortune, and now it's got a crack. What are you going to do? So everybody looked at it and said, sorry, no, my dear king, the only thing to do is to cut it to half. And then who knows if it's going to be break to half. Maybe it will break to three, to four. And of course, the smaller it is, the less it's worth. And it's big different. Didn't know what to do. Then came this guy, says, dear king, let me look at the stone. He looks at the stone, says, you know what? Not only am I going to give you the stone back with the same and give it the same value, I'm going to increase the value much more. So the king looks at him and says,
Crazy.
This guy is Michigan. Everybody says you cannot do anything. Now, no, you're telling me that you're going not only to fix it, you're going to make it worse much more? How? He says, look, you see the crack? I'm going to make the crack bigger. This guy is a real Michigan. He says, no, you don't understand, my dear king. Let's look. See, because of the crack, now I can play around with it, and I will engrave in the stone the crown and your name. And now you will have a stone, a precious stone, a big stone, with your crown on it and your name. Now, is it going to be more, the same, or less? More. Much more. Now, you have to understand, my dear king, that if we didn't have the crack, I couldn't do it. Because if I would touch the stone and try to do what I want, it will break. But the way it happened, now I can play the game and do it. And that's what Joseph is telling his brother. He wants to comfort them to the level that they will feel so good with him that they did him a favor. This is Joseph. Now you tell me, can you relate to this guy?
No.
So how can I make him a king? He's righteous, he's a tzaddik, everything is right, but I cannot relate to this guy.
Because
he's too much.
Inhuman.
He's too much. He's just overqualified, you know. Inherit. You come to take a job, says, oh, sorry, you're overqualified.
Right.
What is overqualified? Because this guy, you cannot relate to him, and if you cannot relate to him, he cannot rule. You're down the other side. Yes, he does mistakes, but he takes responsibility. He admits the mistake. You know, when Tamar sent him the stick and the stamp, he could say, you know what? Yeah, you know, okay, take her down from the fire, but we'll do an investigation, who this guy,
who has got it.
And he could also, you know, let her burn. Oh, who knows? Nobody knows. But he, in front of everybody, and think about it, admitting a thing like this. 2 minutes, you blamed her to being a whore, and she's pregnant from who knows what. And then, what comes out?
That
you slept with your daughter-in-law. Boyne Shalala. Who has the courage to say a thing like this? Only a king. That's a real king. And that's a king that I can relate to, and he can have an influence on me. Because he is a human being. He does mistakes. But he takes responsibility and fix it. Who is standing up for Binyamin here?
He.
Who is admitting that he was the one who did did what he did with this girl, his color, his daughter-in-law?
Yehuda.
So this is why Yehuda is the king and not Joseph. But it's not that Joseph is no good. Joseph is too good. Exactly. And we see it. Look at this guy. What he is doing for his brothers. And if you remember also when he was looking for them in the field, he didn't find them. What is he telling this angel? Et echai anochi mevakesh. It's such a big lesson for us. Look at this guy, what his brother did to him, and he's still looking to make peace. We, if somebody we don't like what he said, already we don't talk with him. And this guy Joseph, look what he's doing for being one. We have to learn from him. Even if we cannot get to that level, but we have to learn from him. How important it is. This is Yosef HaTzadik. Now, why is he doing all those games? Also a very interesting question. Why is he doing? Go back, come back, what's going on here? And then you know what he's doing with Binyamin? He gives him 5 suits when he gives them only one.
See.
And he gives him $300 or whatever it is, and he gives them nothing. Well, what is this?
The Raman say, when you make a,
yes,
a sin, and you want to make tshuva,
yes,
you have to be in the same position,
yes,
then you will show if you really repent or not.
Yes, so?
So he's trying to put them in the same position where
why?
They saw him.
Why?
To see if they really make tshuva. If they repent already, or why they did him.
And if not?
No, if not, what is it going to Torah doesn't say what if not, but so what happens.
Yeah, so the question is, why is he doing it? Why is he doing it?
But Benjamin was his
brother,
his whole brother, his brother.
But you see, he's doing the same thing that like his father did years ago with him. Why is he doing the same thing? To see if the brother did tshuva. Why? What's going to get out of it? Joseph doesn't do things for, as we think, he loves his brother. So let's connect the thing. He loves his brother and he's doing this. Why?
To test them?
No, maybe.
More than test them.
No.
What did the Rambam say? No. What did the Rambam say? What is the real tshuva?
When you are in the same position.
And then what happens?
And then you don't do it.
And what happens then?
And then you make tshuva.
No, you act differently.
And then that is the perfect tshuva, and you are a tzaddik.
Ah.
So Joseph, all the games he's doing is to make the brother being punished here in this world from one side.
Ah, yes.
And from the other side, he wants them to do tshuva in the best way. So now he's in front of them doing the same thing. Mm. And they learn the lesson. And now after they stand in this test, this is Baal Tshuva.
How old was Binyamin at this time?
I don't know.
He was married and had
13
children.
Yeah, he had a lot.
All they are married, yes.
All of them were married.
Yeah.
But he was a few years. A few,
but younger
This is, yes, but you see, Joseph now is 22 plus 17.
39.
He's not, he's already an adult. Okay. So now we see that. That's also one of the questions is why Joseph doesn't tell his brother, his father, that he's alive. Or Chaim HaKadosh speaks about it. So I can understand that all the years he was in jail or a slave, he couldn't say anything. He's a slave, he's in jail. But this guy is already 9 years
a king.
7 good years and 2 years of the famine. And he had all the power in the world to, if not him going, send messenger. So why is he not sending somebody to tell Yaakov, Father, I am alive?
Because his father will know what the brothers did to him. And he didn't want the father be against the brothers.
So why now?
Well, now they made tshuva already and everything, so it's different.
So now he can tell his father?
I,
what you're saying is all right. We talked about those things.
But the point is,
that's not the whole picture.
No, I know. Why? Because how he saved his father, what happened with him?
Exactly. So what did he do? So he by the way, tell, we'll see. Yes.
Huh? He didn't tell his father.
No, something he has to
Never
tell.
Never he told.
Something he has to say to the father.
So first of all, there is nothing, no connection between those 22 years he was not telling his father that he is alive to the fact that, what did you say? He didn't want to shame his brother. You can connect it, but how do we know that this is one of the reasons? Because even afterwards, never ever, maybe one or twice, I think, he met his father alone. It was always surrounded with people.
Yes.
So this way, he would not be in the position, him and his father alone, and his father will ask, Yossi, where have you been? Where have you been? Makara, ma yaka. What happened? Well, tell me. He says, no, you see, father, your great children, you know, those tzaddikim, they wanted to kill me. And then they decided, you know what, we're not going to kill him, we're going to sell him. His father is going to get a heart attack on the spot.
Of course.
So he, and you have to understand, this is also a part of Yosef HaTzadik. Because he loves his father. And he loves his father a lot. And his father loves him. So he knows that every minute that his father doesn't know that he is alive, it's going to hurt him. And then later on, to try and always be together with other people and never alone with his father is also very hard. Because, you know, sometimes the son wants to be with his father alone, speak from heart to heart.
Quality time.
Yes. He couldn't do this. And all of this he did, not to shame his brother. But the 22 years have another reason.